But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. God is love. Scripture tells us that God is love. We understand that God loves us, and he loves us so much that he sent Christ Jesus for us. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. To be imitators of that. So as a family of God, as we think about the love that we have, we are imitators of that love. God has great love for us. God has such a love for us that Christ Jesus came to this earth and died for us, and collectively we should have that same love for each other. When we sing this song, we're singing about a family who has love for each other. A family who has love for each other and understands that love because God has that love for us. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one for another. How can I be defined in this world? How can I be noticed in this world? We talked the last time I did a devotion. I know you got all the notes down and you have it fully memorized in your mind. That you can wear a t-shirt that says I'm a Christian, but that really doesn't do it. How do I demonstrate love? How do people know that I am a child of God? By being someone who loves. The family of God loves each other. We stand out in the world as a group of people when we love each other. When we talk about each other, when we talk about our church family. Continuing in verse 1, it's a family of purpose. This family is, as we read in the bottom, now we're part of the family that's on its way home. Our purpose together as we travel this journey is to travel together to one place. To travel to heaven. To go toward heaven. Hebrews 3, 13 and 14 says, but exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Our goal collectively is to not waver, to not fall short. And as a family, we do that. As a family, we pray for each other. We encourage each other. We work together. When we sing about God's family, when we sing verse 1 of that song, what we are talking about is great love and a great desire to help each other. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. What a great blessing it is to know that no matter your circumstance in life, no matter your situation, you always have this body of people who cares and loves for you. You can know that this body of people is praying for you and praying for each other. Verse 2 then goes on to talk to us about when we all get to heaven, that a brother, well, I'm sorry, that's part of the course. When a brother meets sorrow, we all feel his grief. When he's passed through the valley, we all feel relief. Together in sunshine, together in rain, together in victory through his precious name. This life is carrying for us all kinds of ups and downs, all kinds of hurts, all kinds of sorrows, but also all kinds of reasons to be happy. And Scripture tells us that as a collective family, we should be both of those things with each other. When someone hurts, we should hurt together. That we should find ways, as someone hurts, to encourage them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14 says, for the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If you were in the Bible class last Wednesday night, we kind of hit this concept as we were closing up. Again, I'm sure you remember every word I said. Down to verse 26 in that chapter, it says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you're a body of Christ and individually members of it. Collectively, we work together. We are one body, and while we all are better at some things than others, we all have a role in making this family be great. Galatians 6:10, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are the household of faith. When our brothers and sisters hurt, we can encourage. When our brothers and sisters are in pain, we can pray for them. When they're on the sick list, we can pray for them. We can find ways to encourage those around us, but then we can also celebrate and enjoy. Then we move to verse 3. And as we get to verse 3, we again talk a little bit about death. That some are going to go before us. And the idea here is that we're all going to meet again. So as we face death, as we deal with death on this earth, one of the great blessings that we can have is we can know that children of God will once again meet in heaven. And when judgment comes, we read about David, who was in great sorrow as he had lost a child. But what David says here in verse 23 is this, but now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. What was David saying? I now
can set my eyes on being in heaven with this child. That was his goal. That was something that he looked forward to because he knew that that day would come. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. As Christians, we can know that what's on this earth isn't the end. That as we find sorrow, as we find pain, as we lose people that we love throughout our family, that we can long to see them again. And then we get to the chorus. I'm trying to wrap this through pretty quick. And sometimes we laugh together, sometimes we cry, sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be. When we all get to heaven, God's family. What a great thought it is that what are we dreaming about? What are we dreaming together about? We're dreaming together about heaven. We're dreaming together about the excitement of what awaits us. We've covered a little bit of the first part about laughing together and crying together. Good luck reading that. I'm sorry. I can't really read it from here. We talk about Hebrews 10, 24, and 25 a lot. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. When we think about this family, we encourage each other. We stir each other to continue to do good, to continue to stay on that path. And then we go down to John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. Christ Jesus has promised he will return. Christ Jesus has promised that he has gone to prepare a place for us. We live a life as a child of God. That we will spend eternity in that place he has created. Romans chapter 24 verses 1 through 4 says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. And the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. What a beautiful set of scripture that talks to us about heaven. As we were singing that song, we were singing of how great it will be when we all get to heaven. This family together is on its road to heaven. This family is on its road to encourage each other, to uplift each other. And so when we sing a song like this, although there's some discussion of sadness, discussion of loss, in the end, it's happiness. Because this family is working together to spend eternity somewhere more beautiful than we've ever seen. Don't you want to be a part of that family? Don't you want to be a part of that family that we can collectively continue to strive day in and day out to go to heaven? It's not perfect people. It's people who are striving to be perfect. Striving to live the way God wants us to, who are encouraged by each other, and who have a path for forgiveness when mistakes are made. You have that opportunity. If you are not a child of God, you have the opportunity to become a child of God. To believe in him, Mark 16:16, to repent of your sins, Acts 17:30, to confess Christ, Romans 10:9-10, and to be baptized for the remission of your sins, to wash away your sins, Acts 2:38. Maybe you've done that, but are you a faithful member? Have you fallen away? Have you made some mistakes? Are there things that have separated you from God? You have that opportunity tonight. This congregation will pray with you, will encourage you, study with you, whatever your need may be. It's our goal as a collective family to all go to heaven together, just as we sing in that song. If there's any way we can help you, we'd love for you to come as we stand and sing.
Fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call, 'tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft and no soul is left. that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me, and its stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. You're now dismissed to your classes. The teens will meet in the annex tonight instead of the library.